朋友，欢迎到活在耶稣里网站来收听福乐人生讲坛。今天的讲员是于洪杰牧师，请你预备好圣经和受教的心，让神的话语祝福你的新生命。
我想我们这一年一直有一个主题，希望讲到怎么样子可以稳行在高处。
And the topic for this year is how to be sure-footed in the high places.
我们不仅仅从属灵的角度来讲。
And not only we're speaking from a spiritual standpoint.
所有的属灵都跟生活发生关系。
And all spiritual, in the spiritual realm has the relation with the life.
圣经上从来没有说道理是道理，生活是生活的。
Bible never says that doctrine is doctrine and life is life.
所有的真理都可以进到生活里面来。
And all doctrine can be practiced in our life.
而且在神的心意里面，也是所有的真理都需要进到生活里面来。
And in God's will, that all truth will come into our life.
所以今天早晨我们继续讲，怎么样子可以稳行在高处。
So this morning we'll continue to speak how to be sure-footed in the high places.
我们要从一个非常非常实际的角度来看，就是我们的生活习惯。
And we'll look at the very real form that is in our life.
因为我们的生活习惯非常非常影响我们属灵的生活。
And then the habits of our life will affect our spiritual life also.
有一个心理学家非常有名的，他叫做 William James.
And there is a psychologist by the name of William James.
他说我们人 97% 的生活是受我们的习惯所左右的。
Said that 97% of our life is controlled by our habits.
什么叫做习惯呢？
And what are our habits?
什么叫习惯？弟兄姊妹，什么叫做习惯
？What is our habit？
我们天天97%的生活如果都在习惯里面，而我们居然不知道什么叫习惯。
97% of our life is controlled by habits, yet we do not know what our habits.
习惯有什么特点？好了，弟兄姊妹，有没有人想到？小朋友也可以有。
What are the characteristics of habits？
习惯有哪些特点？你们习惯性不回答我啊。不必想就做。
Don't need to think about it, you just do it.
这个反射性的就做了。
Just a reaction.
从前有一个人。
There was a person before.
他无聊，他坐在马路上，在那边休息。
And he had a lot of time on his hands, so he was resting by the roadside.
他突然看见他有一个人走过来，一看就晓得这个人是当过兵的。
And then a person walked by, and then just looking at him, you know that this person had been in the military before.
所以当那个英国人走到他前面的时候
，And when this English gentleman walked before him,
他就突然大喊一声立正
，And then he said, "Stand up, attention."
那个军人手上买的那么多的东西，就突然一丢就立正起来。
And then that military person had many things in his hands, and he just dropped all of it and stood up in attention.
所有买的东西都掉在地上，他马上立正起来。
And then he dropped everything and then stood in attention.
他在英国的皇家军队里面当了几十年的军官了，这个人。
And then he has been in the military for many years.
弟兄姊妹，习惯变成一种反射性的动作。
And our habits become how we react.
习惯还有什么特点？
What are other points about our habits?
Hard to change. 很难改变。这个也是其中的一个特点啊。不容易改变。
Yes, that's another point about habits. It's hard to change.
习惯常常是重复性的，对不对？
And habits are we repeat them.
习惯常常是长期性的。
And then it's also long term.
弟兄姊妹，很多的时候，我们这个人如果忽略了习惯对我们生活的影响的话。
And many if we neglect the power of habits in our life,
那我们这一生的生活的 quality 就不会进步了。
And then the quality of our life will not improve.
习惯在我们身上是变成一种就是习惯性，怎么讲？就是你不用想，就很自然的就重复去做它。
And habit is something you don't need to think, and then you just repeatedly continuing doing it.
你看有的人。坐在桌上吃饭喜欢把脚盘起来像三轮车夫一样。
And some, when they eat, they like to, put up their feet.
啊，那个生活习惯各式各样的，对不对？有的人啊，吃饭一定要喝 Coke 才能够吃饭。
And some like to have Coke while they eat their food.
啊，有人睡觉脚一定要伸在被子外面才能睡着。
And some when they sleep, they like to have their foot outside of the blanket.
啊，还有一些人我们叫做怪癖啊，就是很奇怪的习惯。
And there are some others that they have strange habits.
啊，有一个人38岁，他常常长胃痛，后来医生因为那时还没有 X 光。后来怀疑他里面长瘤了，就帮他开刀。
And there was a 38-year-old person. He had a pain in his stomach, and so the doctors operated on him. There was no X-ray then.
在他胃里面发现了快500的硬币。
硬币。
coin.
And then they found there were like 500 coins in his stomach.
啊，因为他喜欢吃硬币。
Because he likes to eat the coins.
啊，上次记者还偷偷到了一个啊，负责在那个冰宫里面管理别人鞋子，就是租那个溜冰鞋给别人的那个管理员啊。
And there was a person who was in charge of renting out skate shoes.
啊，人家不是把鞋子脱下来换他的溜冰鞋进去溜冰吗
？And then they take off the shoes and then they rent the shoes so that they can skate.
那个偷偷的那个镜头把他照的，他去偷闻人家的鞋子，好享受。
And then there was a video camera and then they found out that he would like to smell people's shoes.
他根本不知道人家在照他，他每一个鞋子闻着那副陶醉的样子。
And he didn't know that he was in the video and he was enjoying the smell of the shoe.
啊，各式各样的怪习惯。
There's such strange habits.
啊，弟兄姊妹。
Dear brothers.
有些习惯无关痛痒。那有些习惯对我们不会造成什么伤害。
And there are some habits that will not cause us harm.
但是有一些习惯对我们的影响是 lifetime 是非常大的。
And yet there are other habits that would affect our whole life.
啊，像我们有时喜欢习惯性的埋怨，对不对？这就是一个很坏的习惯。
For example, we like to complain.
啊，我们看见一件事情，很少从正面、从感恩的角度去看，我们都从反面去看。
And when we see a matter, we always like to look at the negative side of it. We never look at the positive side.
啊，这是一个很坏的习惯。
This is a bad habit.
啊，我们中国人很严重的习惯叫做迟到。
And then for Chinese, there's a very serious habit that is not on time.
我前一阵子还跟一个弟兄讲，我说我们在台湾吃喜酒，讲六点，大概八点钟才会开始。
And I was sharing with the brother said that in Taiwan in the wedding feast, if we say 6 o'clock, then all the guests would come at 8.
你六点钟去，人家会觉得奇怪，你是不是饿肚子，这么早跑来
？And if you go at 6, people would think that you must be hungry.
弟兄姊妹，这个习惯实在是一个坏东西。
And the habit.
或者迟到实在是一个坏东西。
And being late is a very bad habit.
你说早上九点钟，因为我起不来，还要弄孩子，我来不了。
And you said that 9 o'clock in the morning because I have to take care of the kids, I can't come.
所以迟到了二十分钟。
So you're late 20 minutes.
你如果把聚会改成十一点钟，他还是十一点二十来。
And if you change the meeting time to 11 o'clock, they will come at 11:20.
你改成下午五点钟，他就五点二十来。
If you change to 5 o'clock in the afternoon, they will come at 5:20.
他迟到的时间非常的准。
And the time they're late is very accurate.
你就晓得这是一个坏习惯。
And you know that this is a bad habit.
因为他一定要等到 OK 聚会是十点，我十点钟赶快出门。
And they wait until 10 o'clock before they leave the house.
弟兄姊妹，这都是习惯。
Francis says these are our habits.
有一次我听到一个很有名的牧师讲，他说迟到，我们是在当小偷，在偷人家的这个时间，你知不知道
？One time a pastor said that being late is like we are stealing things from others.
我们都会说不可以偷钱。
We said that we do not steal other people's money.
但是我们却忽略了时间常常比钱更宝贵。
But we neglected that time many times is more precious.
你跟人家约十点钟。
If you arrange an appointment at 10,
人家可能为了赶十点钟，他可能在家里面有一件很重要的事情，他只好放一边，他赶来了。
And to make their 10 o'clock appointment, they may have given up something very important at home.
或者他正好在看他最重要的新闻，看到一半，他必须关掉，他赶来十点钟。
Or that they are watching the most important news, they have to turn off the TV to come to the meeting.
结果他在那里一直等你，一直等你，等到十点半。
And then they wait for you until 10:30.
你知道你骗了他半个小时。
You have cheated him out of half an hour.
你可能让他损失了家里面跟孩子相处的一个帮孩子做功课很重要的一件事情。
And you have caused him to miss an opportunity to be with his kid.
而更严重的是，从此以后你在你的朋友心中，你成为一个不守信用的人。
And then more importantly, that in this person's friend's part, that you are no longer a prompt.
那还可能带来的一个结果，就变成你的朋友以后也变得不准时。
And then another thing that can happen is that your friend in the future will not also be on time.
以前我们教会有一个新得救的弟兄来我们中间参加祷告会，他每一次7:45就到。
And there was a brother who was recently saved, and he came to our church to the prayer meeting, and he's always here at 7:45.
后来他发现怎么搞的，每次都是7:45，没有什么人来。
And then he discovered that nobody was around at 7:45.
我们的聚会必须拖到8:10、8:15才能开始。
Our prayer meeting would start only at 10 or 15 minutes after 8.
没有多少次，他也变成8:01才来。
And then not after many times, he came at 8:15.
弟兄姊妹，这个习惯太严重的一件事情。
And the habits is a very serious matter.
好习惯可以带来我们好多的祝福啊。
Good habits can bring much blessing.
而坏习惯给我们带来许多的伤害。
And bad habits bring us harm.
而习惯，我们以为只是生活的琐事而已。
And we think the habits are just things in our life.
但是其实它很影响我们属灵的生命。
But they affect our spiritual condition.
所有属灵的美德。
All the virtues of the spirit.
它一定。会进到我们的生活。
It will come into our lives.
而这些属灵的美德
and the spiritual virtues,
也只有借着我们真正养成了习惯，才能够来培植它，才能够持续让它持续。
And only if we change our habits can we continue to have the spiritual virtues.
而例如我们讲到我们爱慕主的话语，这是一个很好的美德。
For example, a spiritual virtue is like loving the words of God.
但是如果我们没有养成每天读经的习惯的话，这个东西不可能在我们里面留下来的。
And if we do not develop a habit of reading the Bible every day, this love of the words of God would not continue.
像一个喜乐感恩的心。
For example, a joyous and a thankful heart.
当我们在主人面前经历了一个恩典，我们真是对主充满了感谢。
And then we receive a blessing from Him, we thank Him.
神就特别祝福我们这样子的一个感恩。
And the Lord would bless our thankfulness.
但是如果我们没有让感恩变成我们生活的一种习惯的话，
But if thankfulness is not a habit in our life,
我们对神的感恩就是昙花一现。
And then our thankfulness for God is just for a moment.
就是偶尔有一次而已。
Or that it would be only once in a while.
但是圣经上却告诉我们要凡事谢恩。就是要叫我们养成生活的习惯。
But the Bible tells us that to be thankful in all things, that is to develop a habit of thankfulness.
我们要讲到我们这个人怎么样能够活在属天跟超越的境界里面。
And we speak of how to live a heavenly life.
但是我们就需要在生活里面养成一个习惯。
And but we need to have a habit in our life.
就是不管碰到什么失意或者困难的时候。
That is, no matter what kind of difficulties we encounter,
我们学习转眼来望耶稣。
We need to learn to turn our eyes to Jesus.
学习赶快 make a U-turn to God.
And learn to quickly make a U-turn to God.
或者像我们昨天早晨最初聚会讲的，然后 looking off everything, 然后 onto Jesus.
And just like yesterday's meeting, we have to look off everything at Jesus.
我现在在看着我的难处。
If I look at my difficulties now,
它那么真实的发生在我的眼前。
It's so real that's happening before me.
我怎么样才能够活得超越呢？
How can I live above this?
我怎么样能够用一个属天的角度跟度量来面对这个困难？
And how can I face this with a heavenly perspective?
弟兄姊妹，它不会从天上掉下来的。
Francis says, "You will not come down from heaven."
我们需要操练。
We need to exercise.
我们学习在从困难的眼睛从困难上，我们 looking off 不再看它。
And then we do not need to look at it.
然后我们转眼去望耶稣 unto Jesus.
And we turn our eyes unto Jesus.
弟兄姊妹，这都是讲到我们平常需要有的生活操练。
And these speaks of what we need to practice in our daily life.
它是塑造我们性格，我们 character 很重要的一个因素。
And then this is a very important reason how it's a factor in terms of molding our character.
我今天早上请我儿子帮我写了一句话，我教你们怎么读，因为这个纸张不够。要 watch your 这个蓝色的，我们来读这里啊。然后他们 they become 读红色的啊。这个我们先用英文把它读一遍，然后把它翻译啊。他说 watch your thoughts, they become actions. 然后 watch your actions, they become habits. 然后要 watch your habits, they become character. 然后 watch your character.They become your destiny. 这个意思就是说，你要非常非常小心你的思想，因为你的思想会变成你的行为。你要很小心你的行为，因为重复性的行为会变成一个习惯。你要非常小心你的习惯，因为你的习惯会塑造你的性格。你要很小心你的性格，因为你这一生的命运或者这一生的结局 根据你的性格来决定。弟兄姊妹，我们不可以小看我们的习惯。
Brothers and sisters, do not underestimate the importance of habits.
对，我今天的重点不再讲心思啊，那也是很重要的一环，心思言语都是很重要的。但是我今天讲到，我们重复的行为会变成习惯，而习惯会塑造我们这个人的性格。
I won't be speaking about thoughts today, but I'll be speaking about how actions form habits and habits form our character.
啊，很多的时候，我们的一些重复性的一些生活的习惯，我们以为呢，不过这是我生活的方式就是了。
Many times we think that our habits are just the ways how we conduct our lives.
但是它可能就变成了你的性格。
But they will very likely become your character.
好像有的时候我们很喜欢这个把什么事情都留到 last minute， 拖能拖就拖。
For example, we like to procrastinate.
我们不想马上今日事今日毕，该做的把它做完。
We do not do things that needs to be done today.
所以我们拖一天，我们又一天。
We wait one day and another day.
拖到最后一分钟的时候，我们才赶快开始赶它。
Until the last minute, then we rush.
如果赶不出来，没有人管我们，我们就这样让它不了了之了。
If nobody watches over us, we just let it go.
但如果我们一直是用这样子的习惯来做事情的话，
But if we continue to do this way,
它就在我们里面产生了一个性格，
And it becomes our character.
就是我们一方面会拖，
And that is we like to procrastinate.
让别人去做它，
Let others do it.
或者我们养成投机取巧的方式，
Or we find other shortcuts.
因为我们不想付这个代价。
Because we do not want to bear the consequences.
不管孩子们做功课也好。
For example, children are doing their homework.
养成他这种拖拖拖，他将来在什么事情上他都是拖。
And then develop this kind of procrastination in all things they will procrastinate when they grow up.
或是养成小孩子他要干嘛就干嘛，不顺服的话。
Or that the kids whatever they want, you just give them.
有一天他将来进到社会，进到朋友中间，他会吃很多的苦头。
And then one day when they enter the society and they have friends, they will suffer.
我记得以前我小的时候住在台湾的台南啊。
When I was young, I lived in Tainan, Taiwan.
我们家隔壁住了一个怎么讲？不用讲他的背景好了。那么他们在地上是非常非常有成就的一个家庭。
And then our neighbors were accomplished people.
这个高居要职啊，在政府里面。
And then he had a high position in the government.
但是他对他的孩子一点办法都没有。
And then, but he has no control over his children.
他那个孩子才一岁多啊。
His child was only 1 year old.
不过还坐在那个 roller 里面学习走路的时候。
And he was still learning to walk in his roller.
常常可以看见他妈妈在马路上追着他，为了喂他一口饭吃。
And many times you see the mom chasing after him to feed him something.
在这边喂一口，在巷子里面追到那边又再喂他一口。
And then chase from here to there and then give him another spoonful.
因为他不肯安静坐下来吃饭。
Because he's not willing to quiet down to eat his food.
所以我有一次碰到他，我就说你把你的饭给我，我帮你喂。
So one time I said, give me your bowl, I'll feed him.
我就脚一踩，然后我就在那边喂他。
And then I step on the roller and then I fed him.
他刚刚开始抗拒了。
At first he rebelled.
但他知道他不吃饭，我不会让他走。
And then he knew that if he does not eat, I will not let him go.
一岁多的孩子，他马上可以 receive the message. 他可以接收到你知道什么样的态度对他。
1 year old kid, he understands the message.
乖乖的整晚饭吃完。
And then very good that he finished his
meal. 那邻居的妈妈佩服我，佩服得不得了。
And then that neighbor was so admiring of me.
每次我放学经过呢，或者我出去买完东西回来，他一看到我，他宇哥帮帮忙，帮帮忙，宇哥哥来帮帮忙。
And every time when I come back from school, I walk by, he said that, brother, you come by and help me.
我只要有空我就过去，就帮他脚一踩，我就帮他全部喂完了。
And then whenever I have time, then I will go over and feed him.
那个小家伙只要一看到是我，他乖乖从头吃到尾。
And then the young kid, every time he sees me, he would be very good and then eat his food.
弟兄姊妹，习惯是人培养出来的。
Habits are nurtured by men.
你不要说你拿你的孩子没有办法。
Don't say that you don't have nothing, you can't control your children.
今天我们可以放纵他，要干嘛就干嘛。
Today we can let them go so that they do what they want.
那这个东西会成为他的 character.
But this will become their character.
我有时候看见别的孩子在玩具店门口。这个拳打脚踢，鞋子踢得满地，因为他妈妈不给他买玩具。
And then I saw sometimes kids that they are like kicking, throwing a temper in the shop because the mom doesn't want to buy toys for them.
后来妈妈妥协带他进去买东西，那就完蛋。
And then the mom compromise and then let him to buy toys for them. That's the end.
今天小朋友大概就不喜欢听我讲这个。
The kids today don't like to hear this.
但是我希望你们能够了解父母亲，我们需要有这样子的用心。
But you must understand where the parents are coming from.
我们大人一样，弟兄姊妹。
Same with us adults.
就像我刚才讲的。
Just like I said.
如果我们里面不学会 appreciate， 不会学会感恩的话。
If we do not learn how to appreciate.
我们看到什么事情我们都用埋怨都用批评的角度去讲
and then that we complain every time when we see something happen
对神对人都习惯是用这种方式
and then it becomes a habit towards God and towards man
弟兄姊妹你这个人这一生不会活得快乐
and then your whole life you will not be happy
你将来进到婚姻里面去你的太太或者你的先生也不会从你身上得到满足
and then when you get married your wife or your husband would not be happy
因为他那么多的优点你好像没有看到
and all his good points you don't see
虽然你讲他的缺点都是真的
Although all his weaknesses that you point out are true.
但是我们是忽略了他身上的优点也是真的。
But we have neglected the strong points.
但是因着我们已经养成了这种的性格。
But because we have this character.
不仅仅我们把自己放在一种不满足、不快乐的里面。
Not only that we are not happy with our own self.
我们就让我们的家人也活在不快乐的里面。
And then we also cause our family to not be happy.
你将来进到社会、进到教会，你也会让周围的人 suffer.
And then when you go into church and we go to work, the people around you also suffer.
因为你不会带着一个感恩的心去看这些事情。
Because you do not see things with a thankful heart.
所以弟兄姊妹要晓得我们生活 97% 是习惯的。
Please remember that 97% of your life is lived through habit.
而这些习惯一直往里面深到最后它都影响了我们的性格。
And then these habits are slowly come into our lives and then they become our character.
所以当我们说要讲到稳行在高处的时候
When we speak of being sure-footed in the high places
我们都羡慕可以活在一个稳行在高处的生活
We all want to live a life that's in the high places.
可是如果出了教会的门回到了家里面去
But once we leave the doors of the church and we go home
我们马上就受我们所有的那些坏习惯来左右我们的生活
And once again those bad habits come into our life
你就会发现其实你自己成了一个 troublemaker 你到处在那里制造问题因为太多坏习惯
And then you discover that you're a troublemaker because of all your bad habits
回到家里面鞋子袜子乱丢然后太太就开始叮你叨你对不对
And then you just throw your shoes around and then your wife will come after you
然后你的另外一个习惯就是人家一叨你就生气所以又受了下一个习惯的影响了
And then if somebody says something to you and then you get mad so that's not you're controlled by your habits again
把太太也骂哭了
And then you scold your wife and she cries
然后接着你第三个坏习惯又出来了就是错了不肯认错
And then the third habit is that you are wrong but then you do not repent
男性自尊所以又继续 suffer
And then you want to have this male macho image so you suffer again
那第四个坏习惯错了不知道 make a U-turn to God 所以一直在受苦
And then fourth is that you are wrong and you do not make a U-turn to God so you continue to suffer
所以弟兄姊妹我们就很难稳行在高处
So brothers and sisters it's very difficult in this way to be sure-footed in the high place
当我们在这里讲到一个属灵的境界的时候
When we speak of this spiritual picture
你要知道它跟我们的生活发生直接的关系
And you know that it'sdirectly connected to our daily lives.
我们一定要来面对我们生活的习惯。
We need to face up to our habits.
弟兄姊妹，当我们在这里要讲到培养习惯的时候
，When we speak of here how to nurture habits，
请你们注意到我的讲章特别说培养好习惯的挑战。
And here it says that the challenge of nurturing good habits.
因为坏习惯不需要培养。
And because bad habits, you don't need to nurture them.
那个坏习惯它自然就有的。
And the bad habits develop naturally.
那个孩子学会骂人或是打架，你不用教他的，他看两下他就会。
And the kids, they scold or fight, you don't need to teach them. They learn that naturally.
有一次有一个人到动物园去看啊，结果他走到一个关猩猩的笼子里面去。
And then one time, someone go to the zoo, and then they go to see the ape.
当他在那边看他的时候
when they are watching the apes
那猩猩亮眼睛看他一眼
and then the apes looked at them
走过来到他面前
and then walked to him
哈一大口大一口痰吐到他脸上去
spit on him
他自己就在想他是猩猩的爸爸妈妈绝对不会教他这个
and he thought to himself The ape should have not taught this by his parents.
一定是这只笼子里面的动物看见了笼子外面的动物怎么做，他学的。
And it must be that this ape must have learned this from animals outside of the cage.
啊，因为外面的观光客可能说啪就吐痰，他一下就学会了。
Because he must have learned this from the other tourists in the zoo.
坏习惯很容易上手的。
And bad habits very easily develop.
而且很不容易脱掉。
And it's very difficult to get rid of them.
我很小的时候还能上小学。
When I was young, before kindergarten.
有一次听我爸爸讲，说这个不晓得是我爸爸还是别人学人家那个口疾啊，就是那个叽叽巴巴的那个。他说那个一学就会学上的。
And then I heard from my father that how to 口疾。Stutter, how to stutter, and then it's so easily to learn.
我心里面想说怎么会呢？
And then I thought to myself, how can that be?
所以我从小我就想试试看好了。
So I tried myself.
我就试了几次啊。
And I tried a few times.
一下完蛋了，真的完蛋了。
And then it's over.
你们千万回家不要试。
So don't go home and practice this.
我记得很清楚，我们那时候住在日本式的房子榻榻米。
I remember very clearly we're living in the Japanese built house.
有一天我坐在那里，我想叫我爸爸一声啊，虽然叫爸爸，可能不到一秒钟就叫出来了。
And then I want to call my father, and then I called him.
我那天坐在那个榻榻米上，叭叭叭叭叭叭叭叭，那个头倒到地上，叭，然后他起来。
And then I called him, and I stuttered, and then I fell down, and then came up.
我想我爸爸早就不记得了。
I'm sure my father has forgotten this.
我就为了叫我爸爸一声，整个人倒在地上，他第二声爸才勉强出来。
And then I called him, and then I could not control myself until I fell down and came up.
我发现好痛苦。
And I discovered so much pain.
我花了好多的功夫才把它 overcome 掉。
And then I spend a lot of effort to overcome that.
弟兄姊妹，要养成坏习惯太容易了。
Brothers and sisters, it's so easy to develop bad habits.
因为为什么坏习惯这么容易？
Why is so easy for to develop bad habits?
为什么好习惯这么困难？
Why is it so difficult to develop good habits?
我们看两节圣经。
Let's look at two Bible verses.
耶利米书十三章。
Jeremiah chapter 13.
两节的圣经八百九十九页。
Jeremiah chapter 13.
十三章二十三节
Verse 23，
我们一起来读啊。
Let's read it together.
古时人岂能改变皮肤呢？豹岂能改变斑点呢？若能，你们这习惯行恶的，便能行善。啊，请大家注意到啊，那古时是特别讲到非洲的人，他们的皮肤是黑色的。他说：“古时人岂能改变皮肤呢？豹岂能改变斑点呢？若是能，你们这习惯行恶的。”便能够行善。
Can the Ethiopian change his skin, and or the leopard its spots? Neither can you do good who are accustomed to doing evil.
这是讲到我们里面本性的问题。
It talks about our natural self.
从人类亚当始祖失败以后，人类的天性成为一个堕落的天性。
And after Adam sinned, then the man's character is a fallen nature.
而整个世界成为一个一直在持续堕落的一个世界。
And then the whole world continues to be in this fallen world.
啊，你的从你自己生活里面都可以去体会的。
And you can see this in your own life.
如果没有 discipline, 如果没有法律的话，整个世界会越好还是越坏？
If there's no discipline and no law, will the world become better or worse?
啊，你说那个太大的题目啊，我不懂政治，不去谈那个。
You said that this is too big a topic. I do not know political science.
啊，我们从家里面来看好了。
Let's look at the family.
家里面如果都不去做整洁，都不去做维护的工作，家是越来越干净还是越来越脏
？And if nobody cleans the house, will it become more orderly or worse?
啊，你们会不会说吃完饭碗也不洗，东西乱丢，纸屑乱丢，然后居然会回到家还能干干净净的
？And you don't wash your dishes or take or do any cleanup after you come back from church, would it be better?
那弟兄院子的 gardening 都不管的话，那个花越长越漂亮，草每一个长到那里就不长了。
And then if you don't take care of the garden, and then the flowers would be very good, and then the grass would no longer grow.
杂草也不会出来。
And there'd be no more weeds.
叶子也不会掉。
And then the leaves will not fall.
几乎是不可能的。
It's impossible.
整个世界都在那朝混乱跟堕落去。
And the whole world is going towards chaos.
人的本性也是这样。
Same with the natural self.
如果我们不去面对它
，if we do not face up to it,
它自然的本性就是朝坏去。
And then the natural trend is towards worse. that.
那还有一节啊，这是圣经的话，这是我的话，所以我希望没有得罪。彼得后书第二章。
Next, let's turn to Second Peter chapter 2.
朋友，你收听的是福乐人生讲坛的系列节目，我是玛丽姐妹，很高兴你的收听，也盼望你的来信。如果你还没有相信主耶稣，请到活在耶稣里施工网站的首页，点击永生之道，理解耶稣真理，今天就相信主耶稣，从而享受主内新生命的永生祝福。